This is CICK News. Caitlin Moon is a Chilliwack-based educator who traveled to Sikidak in March to teach IECE, or Indigenous Early Childhood Education, with a focus on birth and bonding. CICK News collaborated with Caitlin and the Sikidak Education Center to teach a class of 10 IECE students to create an audio documentary about birthing stories, which you'll hear snippets of later on in the show. The focus of these pieces are how varied birthing stories can be, and each student recorded, edited, and produced their own 3 to 8 minute piece in only 3 days. Let's have a listen.
My name is Caitlin Moon, and I'm an early childhood educator, and I teach the Indigenous Early Childhood Education Program for Nicola Valley Institute of Technology.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about the IECE course and specifically to the work that you were doing in Glenvowel Education Center?
The course that I was teaching is focused on child development. It's specifically looking at children from conception to 2 years of age. And that was one of the pieces that was really powerful about this course, is thinking about birth and bonding and what that, the impact that that makes for a child in their life.
Yeah, what did you think when you heard the pieces and the interviews?
I was really happy with the outcome of the stories, and I find that birth stories are so powerful. Like, it's something that, a lot of people who have had children have a really emotional story, even, that they remember all these interesting details about it. So I found it to be a really great opportunity for the students to be able to explore that, and just such a wonderful way of how we can connect with the curriculum.
Mm-hmm. I was surprised actually at how much the students were willing to share, and even with their partners in the interview were also willing to share. That experiential learning, as you mentioned, skills sharing, kind of getting outside of your comfort zone in an educational way. What do you think that does for future learners?
I think it's a lot about developing the skills, because we can talk about theory and we can talk about, topics like conception, and it can feel very distant, or it can feel very, scientific or just out of our grasp when we're talking about cells and things like that. So when we're able to bring it into talking about a human experience, I think that we connect with it in a different way. And when I think about my experiences of going to take early childhood education, it was the more hands-on field trips and things like that that are the ones that come to my mind and what really shaped my perspectives as an early childhood educator. So wanting to create a similar experience for the Sikidak students, wanting to really support them in having experiences where the work matters and that they have that heart connection with it. It's not just the brain connection.
Caitlin, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me about this today.
Yeah, no problem. It's nice to talk with you.
Hello, my name is Allison Spence. I'm in the ECE program, and I'm doing an interview on Shantae Helen on birth and bonding. She has 2 babies, 1 girl and 1 boy. How was pregnancy for you?
Pregnancy for me was good in the beginning, and then towards the end it was kind of rocky, and then the labor was really long for my first one. So it was good and then rocky. My partner actually made sure he bonded while I was pregnant by talking to my belly and reading certain books and playing classical music to my belly too. And just always making sure he was known to the baby or whatever, always talking to baby. And to me, I thought it was I was thrown off guard because I wasn't used to that at all or anything. And then I got used to it, learned to love it.
With me, I just felt super awkward. I was like, hello, baby.
Yeah, that's how I felt too. And then I would more or so use my belly for things like my bowl of cereals.
Did you find out the gender?
Yeah, I did. I really wanted to find out the gender for my first baby because I was too excited and anticipated to wait it out like everybody else is supposed to.
Who had skin to skin first?
So with my daughter, my significant other had skin to skin first because I was having complications down there, and they were waiting for the doctor to come in to sew me up and everything while I was just chilling there. And then the first time time when the first doctor came in, he didn't like sew me up right, so they had to call another doctor to fix his mistake and come back in. And then so my significant other had more skin time than I did. And then with like our second, I got skin to skin time like right away. And then he was like, what about me? Like, I was like, oh yeah, like you need skin to skin time too.
Did you plan on having babies?
No, I actually did not plan on having babies. They were complete surprises.
Yeah. So how are you doing now with everything? And
I'm doing pretty good, you know. You get like a little hiccup in the road and you find another direction to pursue your dreams in your school, because like this is where I was going to go before I had kids, but that's what I was going to do, was to go be a teacher. And then my little babies came, and then now I continue on the journey, so. Pretty good, I'd say.
Thanks to my guest Shantae for taking the time to share her story with me. I'm Allison Spence for ECE. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Shantae Helene. I chose to interview Allison because I was particularly interested in her one story about her son. I really gravitated towards that and took an interest in that.
Mine would be with my son. While I was pushing, he was almost out already, but his heartbeat was going fast, so they had to cut me. And then they grabbed him out, and the umbilical cord was wrapped around his neck. Mm-hmm. And both of us were like kind of blue and purple and whitish or something, but we both came through, and that's probably the most memorable one.
What did it feel like when one of your children were placed on your chest? What was the feeling like for you?
It was just joy, just because like the pregnancy felt like forever, and then like having them skin with you was like so emotional that like, oh, I actually pulled through on this.
Yeah, because like you never know, right? 50-50.
Yeah.
Each labor. Would you be able to describe how you felt after like baby was out of you? Like your feeling personally?
It was overwhelming, just because I was just thinking about their future and everything. And
everything hitting all at once?
Yeah. So it was just kind of overwhelming. Like, oh, I have this little human being that I have to take care of.
Yeah. Did you have any worries or concerns about your child bonding with their new sibling?
But someone told me, when you have your baby's going to be bigger than you thought. And then also, you got to get her into trying to bond with them by like saying, oh, okay, you need to help me with this. So that helped me quite a bit, because she's like, yeah, I'm in that role now.
Yeah, it gave her like be like a place. She felt like she had a place to help.
Yeah.
And being needed.
Yeah, and that she's still there.
Yeah.
I think so. She's happy about it after.
A new role to accept.
Hi, my name is Rochelle Wesley. I'm in the IECE course, and today I'm interviewing my fiancé, the father of my child, Gavin George. I chose to interview him to see the dad's perspective of birth and bonding and hear his side of the story of how he experienced everything as a first-time dad.
What were you feeling when, like, it was time for me to, like, go into labor and, like, give birth?
Well, I don't think it was too hectic. From what I remember, like, it was pretty easy. You knew when you were ready, because you already went through this already, so I was kind of following your lead. We went to the hospital, they checked you, and it was just the time, like, I was just ready.
What was going through your head while I was giving birth?
It was just excitement and curiosity that took over. I was just so focused and watching everything and all that stuff that was going down. I was incredibly happy. It was just the best day of my life. Just having Cairo come into the world, it was just a beautiful thing, just to witness and be part of.
Were you scared at all?
Not too much. I was just more focused on you and what was happening. So just with you and your pain and trying to be there for you. So I was kind of occupied. I didn't have time to
like think about yourself or anything, just focused?
Yeah, just focused, honed in. That's kind of like how I am with everything, right? So
what was your like favorite part of that whole like the birthing process?
Just knowing that he was coming. The moment that he came out, the midwife, she was worried because his head was turned a certain way. That kind of scared me a little bit, but she corrected it. As soon as she corrected Cairo.
No, I thought he did it himself.
Did he?
Yeah, I remember he flipped and she's like, what are you doing?
just did a somersault. Yeah. But that moment too, he just came out and shot into her arms. Like, there was no time. Like, I wish I was more involved to receive him. That would have been awesome. I wish I had a video. It would just happened in that moment. I was in that moment and just experiencing that whole thing. Just crazy how, yeah, he just shot out.
Did you feel like an instant connection with him, or did you feel like while I was pregnant, or like was it after?
As soon as he told me, there was obviously instant love because I was already ready to be a dad. I always wanted to be a dad. And I was just happy it finally happened, ready for him.
I would like to say thank you to my guest, Gavin, for taking the time to share his thoughts and his story with me. My name is Rochelle. Thank you all so much for listening.
To hear Rochelle, Shantae, and Allison's full interviews, go to smithersradio.com and find CICK Fresh at 12 p.m. on Sundays, or tune in to 93.9 FM this Sunday at noon. Thank you to Allison, Shantae, and Rochelle for sharing your work with me, and to Caitlin for taking the time to speak with me about the importance of experiential learning in early childhood education. And a massive thank you to the educators, coordinators, and ICE class who all did wonderful work on this project. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.